You know, for 7 years now, your friends here at NPR have been recommending books of the year just in time for the holidays. We call it the Book Concierge. And now you can not only browse through more than 300 titles from this year, but also check out the lists from years gone by. We asked NPR Books and Publishing correspondent Lynn Neary to tell us about one of her favorites from 2019.
As Jacqueline Woodson's novel Red at the Bone begins, a young Black girl named Melody is getting ready for her 16th birthday party. As she heads downstairs to the waiting guests, a band begins playing Prince's Darling Nikki, minus the raunchy lyrics. Melody is wearing the same dress her mother Iris was supposed to wear when she turned 16, but Iris never got the chance because by that time she was pregnant with Melody. Red at the Bone is the story of two families brought together by this unexpected teenage pregnancy. Both families live in Brooklyn. Iris's family is wealthy. Her boyfriend Aubrey was raised by a single mom in less comfortable circumstances. In an interview with NPR, Woodson said she wanted to explore the idea of family.
What does it mean to be a family, you know? What does it mean to be a family that comes together suddenly through the birth of a child by two children?
Iris decides to have the baby against her parents' wishes, but then she lets them and Aubrey raise Melody while she goes to college and a different life.
She realizes after the baby is born that, no, this is not the end for me. I want something more, and ends up going to Oberlin. But I wanted to push against that idea that there is only one way to be a mother.
This multi-generational story goes back and forth in time, incorporating both the terror attacks of 9/11 and the Tulsa Race Massacre of 1921, which wiped out one of the country's most prosperous Black communities and drove Iris's mother's family out of Oklahoma.
Those white men brought in their warplanes and dropped bombs on my mama's neighborhood. God rest her soul, but if she was alive, she'd tell anyone listening the story. I must have heard it 100 times by the time I was school age. I knew.
Red at the Bone is a slim novel that has all the heft of a family saga. Jacqueline Woodson's writing is spare and beautiful and often reads like poetry. She begins her book with music and ends it on a perfect note. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.